couple minutes the phenomenon of Heichah Kedusha. So what is that? That instead of having the normal procedure of davening the Silent Shemoneh Esrei followed by full Chazar Seshatz, instead of going straight into the Silent Shemoneh Esrei, the Chazan just starts right away out loud. So the first two brachos out loud, Kedusha, Hakel HaKadosh, and then davens the rest quietly, and everybody davens their own private Shemoneh Esrei quietly as well. Saves time, and Heichah Kedusha, and this is taken hold in many places where they just do this short version on a regular basis, particularly for Mincha. Is that an acceptable thing to do? Or maybe this is supposed to be reserved for extenuating circumstances. So this is explicitly addressed by the Beis Yosef. I think it's in Siman Reish Lamed Daled, if I remember correctly. And the Beis Yosef writes that this was the practice, not the first time in history that people have started doing this on a regular basis. This was the practice in Sfarad. They had a little bit of a different version of how they did it, but it was the same idea. And they would do this L'chadchila on a regular basis, to do the short version instead of the full Silent Shemoneh Esrei followed by Chazar Seshatz. The problem is the Beis Yosef then concludes that he thinks that it's not a proper minhag. He says the minhag Ashkenaz is the right minhag. And in Tzfat, where he lived, they made a gzeira outlawing this Heichah Kedusha. And one is supposed to do the full Silent Shemoneh Esrei followed by a complete Chazar Seshatz. This is, not surprisingly, the opinion of the Ramah as well, and is reflected in Shulchan Aruch, both in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet and in Reish Lamed Beis, where the Mechaber indicates and the Ramah explicitly writes that Bish'as Adchak, in cases of extenuating circumstances, such as if the Zman Mincha is about to expire, if there's some other reason why it's impossible to do a full Chazar Seshatz, then this is an option to do this short version, the Heichah Kedusha. What's the reason why it would not be recommended on a L'chadchila level? So the Torah writes in Kuf Chav Dalet that there are two reasons that we have Chazar Seshatz. One reason is simply there's the Takanas Chachamim to do Chazar Seshatz in order to be motzi people who didn't know how to daven properly. Even when there are no actual individuals are going to be yotze, they're Shemoneh Esrei with Chazar Seshatz, nonetheless, the Takanas Chachamim is still in force. So there's a chiyuv de rabbanan to have a Chazar Seshatz. So that's the reason number one that we do Chazar Seshatz is to fulfill a Takanas Chachamim. And beyond that, there's also Chazar Seshatz serves as the backdrop for Kedusha. So we're able to say Kedusha in the context of Chazar Seshatz. So when we do this short version, we don't have the full Chazar Seshatz, we're only using this public prayer as a backdrop for Kedusha. It's not really Chazar Seshatz at all. It's the Chazan's personal Shemoneh Esrei. There is no Chazar Seshatz in this case. So we're not fulfilling the Takanas Chachamim to do Chazar Seshatz. So that's not the proper thing. We're supposed to fulfill Takanas Chachamim. According to some, the Arizal's quoted that Chazar Seshatz is even more important. It's the Rav Soloveitchik goes into the idea that it's a tefillah of the entire tzibur together. So we're simply not fulfilling Takanas Chachamim of Chazar Seshatz. We're just finding a way to do Kedusha without Chazar Seshatz. So that is why it is not supposed to be done other than in extenuating circumstances. I did see that according to some poskim, Aruch HaShulchan writes and Rav Yosef and some others, that perhaps an explanation as to why it took hold in some places is if you have a small minyan, not so many people, 10, 12, 11, 12, and some of the people involved are not really going to be able to pay attention, not going to answer Chazar Seshatz, so then perhaps it's impossible to Chazar Seshatz because you're simply not going to have enough people involved, not enough people answering. Maybe in that case it would be better to do the Heichah Kedusha. But obviously that's not the ideal. The ideal is for everyone to be able to observe the Takanas Chacham properly, to be able to answer to Chazar Seshatz and to do the full-fledged version, unless, of course, there is some extenuating circumstance which makes it impossible to do so. What if a person is doing this Heichah Kedusha? So what is the proper procedure? So there are two minhagim in this regard. The Ramah in Kuf Chav Dalet writes that the way it's done is that everyone starts davening together, the Chazan out loud, and the Tzibur quietly along with him, and they say the first two brachos, Kedusha, and they finish off with Hakel HaKadosh. In this circumstance, most understand that the Tzibur would say Lador Vador together with the Chazan. They wouldn't just go into HaKadosh, they would say word for word through Kedusha, including Lador Vador. Lador Vador is the way we transition back from Kedusha, which ends with Lador Vador Aliyah, right back into Shemoneh Esrei. So that is that's the proper procedure. The Mishnah Berurah writes, if there's more time, then the Chazan should say the first two brachas out loud, everyone should answer Amen, and then after Kedusha, after Hakel HaKadosh, then they should start their Silent Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Soloveitchik thought that the opinion of the Ramah was more correct, that Kedusha has to be done in the context of a Shemoneh Esrei, and perhaps in the context of a public Shemone Esrei. So when you have Chazaras HaShatz, so that works. If you don't have Chazaras HaShatz, so doing it in the context of the Chazan's private Shemone Esrei is not good enough. So everyone should be davening Shemone Esrei at that time and then do Kedusha in that context. So there are different minhagim in this regard. But once again, this is a great option for extenuating circumstances and not a great option when it's not extenuating circumstances. Have a wonderful day. Please remember to